Hello, my friends. Greg Klaumenser here. And in this video, I want to talk about one of my favorite coaching models. So if you're in the helping profession, if you're a manager, a leader, a coach, consultant, parent, whatever it is, this coaching model, I think, can be really helpful for people. You know, one of the things that I love doing alongside of coaching is sharing coaching skills and mentoring other coaches. So I thought I'd shoot this video and just share kind of this simple model that has been really helpful to me, kind of what I call holding the container for coaching and working with clients. So could say that the client kind of shows up in this middle space right here. This is the client. And the coach really kind of represents an outer circle here. And the role I see as a coach is to continually point the client back to themselves, to who and what they really are. And so one of the ways that we do that in coaching or in helping people is with our listening. And, you know, one of the things that people often do is they listen from a place of agreeing or disagreeing, or they listen based on their paradigm or their training or what they know. And the difference between the type of listening that I'm referring to is actually what I call a deep listening. And a deep listening is actually listening with your entire being, your entire presence. It can only occur when you, the coach, the helping person, the therapist, the manager, the boss, the parent, has a sense of grounding within themselves. So there's a settledness, a presence to the listener. And as a result, they're able to be aware of the fact if I'm getting caught up in my own listening or I'm actually listening to what another is saying. So we're not listening specifically for anything other than trying to understand what another person is trying to communicate to us. We're trying to understand, or another way to say it is get another's world. We're listening to how they're seeing the world. We're listening for how they're seeing their problems and the source of their problems. We're listening for how another person is really seeing the world, how they're seeing coaching, how they're seeing help, what they're hearing. So we're listening deeply to another human being. And sometimes this deep listening, we completely give our attention to another human being. So for example, anybody listening to this video right now, you can notice that you're either listening to your own thinking right now, you're listening to some sort of inner dialogue with whether you like what I have to say or don't like, whether you agree, whether you've been trained in a different type of listening skill or not. So how is it landing? How is what I'm even sharing with you landing right now? And what I'm suggesting is people always have a choice in terms of listening to their own thoughts. where they can actually be more generous and give their listening fully and completely to another human being. And there's a certain amount of uncertainty, a certain amount of not knowing, a certain amount of just being in the moment with someone and always being surprised by the richness of what occurs to you to either ask or say in the moment. So that's what I'm talking about with the listening. On the other side here is love. And, you know, I've been coaching for almost 25 years and I've been using this model for a long time. And I used to water down love because some people couldn't hear it. Going into businesses and working with professionals, people were really confused by the fact that I would love them or care for them or whatever it is. So, but really love and caring seeing the best in people, seeing the fact that all human beings really are love with the power, equipped with the power to deny that fact. So that's I really love that. I'm gonna say that again. So every human being from my point of view is love and also comes equipped with the power to deny that fact. So, you know, I think nothing is more powerful in helping another person and that is to allow them to be who they are and really love them deeply and appreciate them and to demonstrate that through a coaching relationship. And then the top is what I call lead or leading a client. And that's always been a little confusing for people because, you know, coaches often think, well, that's not my job to lead them. But if you see the arrow is I'm leading, this coaching model is where I'm leading them right back to themselves. I'm not leading them away from themselves. I'm not leading them. I'm always leading them back to themselves. So what that looks like is if clients have a goal, if they have a project, if they have something they're up to in the world, that often takes them away from themselves. And there's nothing wrong with those goals, but we want to bring them back to what would achieving that goal do for them? Who would they be then? And what is the beingness or what is the state of mind that they're after as they go for a project or a goal? So kind of leading them back into what matters about the things that they're up to. Enlightenment is another way in which we kind of guide a client back to themselves. And enlightenment is often inviting the client to consider perhaps the opposite of their current thinking. For example, if somebody is always coming to coaching and suggesting they just don't have enough time, like there's never enough time in the day, you know, enlightenment is inviting them and asking them, well, how do you explain the CEO of a large company who has three children, so you give them the scenario of other people who have very, very busy lives, very, very full lives, and you ask them, how do they explain that? And by holding an opposite or considering an opposite, often there's something fresh in the middle there for a client to step into. Another tool around enlightenment would be distinctions. Helping people see the fact that there's distinctions in understanding one could understand something from an intellectual level, and that's typically taking information in. And then there's understanding that happens at a deeper level, at a visceral level, at an embodied level, and then everything seems to look different from the inside out. So anyways, this is kind of a spontaneous, impromptu video sharing one of my favorite coaching models called Listen, Love, Enlighten, and Lead, and creating a really safe container in bringing the client back to who and what they truly are and what really matters to them. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for watching. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comments below. Thanks again.